A simple text today on the ultimate ground rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I want to say thanks for dropping in today. It's that time of year where spring sports are winding down for most, and I hope those who are listening have had a successful season both on and off the field. As we approach the summer, I don't want us to forget about the power of encouragement and the power of our words. Today, I simply want to remind you that a simple thought, a verse of scripture, or a word of encouragement can go a really long way. The verse that comes to mind in this regard is Psalm 125, verse 1. It says, "Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever." It's easy for us to forget this simple fact that those who trust in the Lord can't be moved, and that the Lord surrounds us from this time forth and forever, that he's got our back. And regardless of how difficult your day may be, a shot of encouragement like that verse of scripture can keep you going. This past month, it's been a very interesting one for me that has included some trials and some tests. Now, during that period of time, I've received some text messages from some of my coaching friends that have really hit the spot. Scripture tells us that a true friend sticks closer than a brother, and some of my coaching brothers have offered me an encouraging word of support, and for that, I'm truly appreciative. Those text messages have really got me thinking, though, how powerful a simple action like that can really be. God really can use a simple text message. So my question to you today is, when was the last time you stopped to send a word of encouragement to a fellow coach? Whether you know of any difficult circumstance or not that may be taking place in their life, we all can use encouragement each and every day. I want to challenge you moving forward. Allow the Holy Spirit to work and move in your life. And here's what I mean by that. If the thought of an individual, a former player, a current player, or a fellow coach pops in your head, that happens for a reason. I think that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Take a brief moment and text a word of encouragement or a passage of scripture to that person. God can really use that simple act to lift up our brothers and sisters in Christ. Such a simple act can go that far. What does it cost you? A minute? Maybe two? Surely we all can spare 1 minute today to lift up another person. See, encouragement is a very powerful thing. As believers, Scripture instructs us to edify and build up the body of Christ. Now, that may seem like a really large task, and maybe you don't feel up to it. But coach, today you can participate in that. You can participate in edifying and building up the body of Christ by just simply sending a text message. So coach, who's in your contacts that you can message right now? Someone can use a word of encouragement from you. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and he has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.